This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what happened in the cattle market today?
Our cattle market, Leslie, saw mixed trade take place today. We did not have any fresh news out there to get us excited one way or the other. We went up in a lot of our live cattle and feeder cattle contracts and challenged the highs of the week, then traded lower and traded mixed, managed to come back with some authority towards the end of the day. We saw box beef down $2.23 on choice at mid-morning, down 23 on selects, moved a total of 99 loads. We saw an estimated cattle kill day of 83,000 head, pretty small kill, and to week we are at 518,000. Hog markets all downside today also. We saw April cattle close 35 higher, June cattle up 25, April feeders up 17, May feeders down 27, April lean hogs 32 higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Did you know that thousands of your friends and neighbors are now insured by PharmaSure? They were advised by their trusted local agents that this was a solid company with the values they expect when protecting their family farm or country home. PharmaSure is ready to be a part of your family as well. Go to PharmaSure.com to find an agent near you. It will be worth the visit.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's PharmaSure.
When farmers have a problem, they fix it. Simple as that. That's why so many farmers are using Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel. It contains a special additive that takes care of internal diesel injector deposits, or IDID. So it helps prevent injector failure, clogged filters, and power loss. And it's backed by agriculture's best warranty. Switch to Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster. It's the perfect fix for today's high-tech engines.
See your Cenex dealer or visit Cenex.com to locate a dealer. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Tom, what's really supporting the grain markets?
Well, listen, I think we got several factors there. One is, it was just this week that our corn and our soybeans had their lowest trade since back in mid-October. Then on top of that, we are seeing some technical buying, some short covering come into play, and it might not be too early to start seeing a little bit of positioning for that March 31st report plus the end of the month, end of the quarter time period that we're coming up on, too. So I think all that gave us support today. We saw wheat and corn make new highs for the week, and the soybeans were right up near their highs at the close. On the close, we saw May KC wheat up 19 and a quarter, July KC up 19 cents, May Chicago wheat up 18 cents, May corn closed 11 and a half higher, July corn up 11 and a quarter, May soybeans were 12 cents higher, July soybeans up 11 and a quarter, and May cotton 34 points lower.
Tom, what's the best way to find you?
866 Go to Tom.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.